Bruh.
Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of That's Bonkers, Bruh, where we talk about the strange and unusual, the interesting, and anything downright bonkers. I'm your host, Mitch.
And I'm Kelsey.
And we're still looking for sponsors, so if anyone out there is ready, we are too.
We're ready. Episode number two. Here we go.
Number two. Numero dos, if you will.
We're legit podcasters now, I guess. Two down.
Well, so we went into this, right, as a hobby and had no idea what we're doing. We still don't know what we're doing. Mm-mm. But I had a lot of fun with episode one.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone else thought it was entertaining enough that they want to come back for episode two.
Yeah, if you're back, thanks. Appreciate hopefully this it. One won't disappoint. It was probably not going to be quite as long. And my voice is a little annoying because I'm dealing with a little allergy situation right now. So it's a little bit what I call my sexy voice. It's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
But not sexy. It's just really annoying and sick sounding, but we're going to get through it. It's fine.
I disagree. I was ready to turn this thing off and...
Oh my gosh. Mitchell. Anyway.
Anyway, what are we talking about this week, Kels?
Speaking of relationships, we're going to be talking about dating horror stories today, which I find fascinating because me and Mitchell, I didn't do a lot of dating and I just love analyzing couples for some reason. But I feel like it's worth talking about the new season of Love is Blind. It's here in Charlotte. We live in Charlotte. And it's freaking bonkers. I feel like we have to discuss it. We've been watching the episodes. The second half of the episodes just came out today. So we still have more we have to catch up on. But it's crazy. And if you're not familiar with the show, what happens is single women and men go into a house. The women and the men live separately. They go on all these speed dates in these little pods where they can't see the other person. They talk through a wall, get to know each other, have dates with people that they feel a connection with. And I didn't realize this, but they're only in the pods for 10 days. Did you know it was only 10 days?
I knew it wasn't a long time. 10 days seems ridiculous because...
Ridiculous.
As they get to the end of their experience, they're admitting love to one another and even proposing through the wall. And they don't get to see this person.
Yeah.
Until the big reveal. I don't know if it's the next day, later that day or whatever.
Yeah, so they don't see each other until they get engaged. If they get engaged. So not everybody does. There's usually five-ish couples that do. There's always a love triangle happening. But yeah, they're only in the pods for 10 days. For some reason, I was thinking it was more 2 weeks, which is still bonkers. But 10 days is wild. And then after they get engaged, they meet each other for the first time. They see each other. Sometimes it's a love connection at first sight. Sometimes they're into each other at first sight. Sometimes they're not. And you can kind of sense that awkward vibe. Then they go on a honeymoon for a week. This time it's to the Dominican Republic. And then it's 28 days from the time they meet until the time they get married. And no one ever calls it off before then. I don't know if it's written in the contract or something that you have to actually make it to the altar. And I'd say it's 50-50. Don't you think it's 50-50? Half of them probably say yes, half of them say no. I don't know. We've watched a lot of seasons.
Yeah, it's... I think this is season 6. And yeah. It seems I would say 50% of the people say yes at the altar, and then another 50% get a divorce inside of a year after the show stops airing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, and even if they're going to say no... They go through still the whole charade of the wedding. So they pick out a dress, they plan a wedding, all their freaking family comes in. I'd be so pissed if I took time off work, scheduled my whole life around this, came to this random wedding, and they both knew they were going to say no at the altar. And this was just all for TV. Let me in on this, bro. It's wild. It's just wild. So I'm so sucked in. And if you're watching the show... You'll know the names and everything. I got to talk about Jimmy and Chelsea.
Oh, let's talk about Jimmy and Chelsea.
It's all over the internet. I'm seeing memes all over Instagram and stuff because here's the thing. Jimmy had a love triangle going on with two girls, Chelsea and Jessica. My personal opinion, I think he didn't pick Jessica because Jessica has a kid. She has a 10-year-old daughter. I think that freaked him out. And then Chelsea mentioned, she really shot herself in the foot with this, I think. She mentioned that some people say that she looks like Megan Fox.
Jimmy was bamboozled there.
He was bamboozled. And it's hilarious because when he met her, he was like in the little devotional thing after and was like, confessional, that's what it's called. Devotional. Devotional. I didn't know that sounded right for some reason. Confessional. Sorry, I'm tired. He was in the confessional saying, well, she definitely lied to me about some things, like about how she looks. Like, she just definitely doesn't look like Megan Fox. And it's like, Chelsea, like, she's a cute enough girl. She's a cute girl. But, like, you got to underpromise and overdeliver. Why would you say I look like the hottest girl in the world? Like, why would you even compare yourself to Megan Fox? I would never. And she, I mean, her eyes and nose kind of do. But I would never think, oh, yeah, she looks like Megan Fox. Like, if I just saw her on the street. There's memes about it all over the internet.
What I thought was not hilarious, but we got to unpack that a little bit, right? So
okay, let's hit me with it.
She didn't blatantly call herself Megan Fox.
No, she didn't. She said people have said I look like
her. But she said people tell me that I look like, she's like, I don't know, MGK's wife.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's face was just like, Megan Fox?
No, it was Jimmy, you and I all in unison said, Megan Fox?
Yeah, it was true. We looked at each other.
We all said it at the same time. Like,
and,
what?
And at that point, he was overpromised.
Yeah, so I think that, and no offense, like, she's cute, like, we're in the same city, I don't want to be like talking shit and running these people on the street. But, and I don't want to be like a hater, but like, I mean, she's not Megan Fox. She's not. So I think that he kind of like was in his head a little bit about it. I think he was in his head thinking, well, this girl has a kid and this bitch looks like Megan Fox, so I'm going to go with that. But then there was another love triangle, like Chelsea was dating, or she had a connection with mullet guy. What's his name?
Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
And I think they just done messed up. They, like, I think Chelsea should have been with Trevor. Jimmy should be with Jessica. I think everybody would be happier that way. I've said it from Jump Street. So I'm really excited to see where this goes. I'm sure by the time this airs, all this will be irrelevant and like
everyone's gonna know all the information.
Yeah, but whatever. We gotta talk about it now because I gotta get it off my chest, especially where it's in Charlotte this year. It's so interesting. So yeah, I was looking up some of the restaurants and things that they're gonna be at this season that are local. And one of them I had been to, the Goodyear House. We've been there.
Oh yeah.
I guess they're gonna go there.
Solid.
So yeah, I was kinda hoping one of my clients would go on the show and that'd be my claim to fame. But no, none of mine did. So but yeah.
And then one more thing with the Jimmy thing. After he'd already proposed to Chelsea, I think it was after he proposed. Maybe the timeline's not exactly right, but he was just sitting in the confessional and, and said something effective like, oh man, there's no doubt in my mind that Jessica. And then, like,
oh,
like,
yeah, that's right.
Hold on. I meant Chelsea is the girl for me.
He done goofed.
Freudian slip.
He done goofed.
Like, I think he knew. And then, you know, before there was a little break. They released 5 or 6 episodes. And then there was a week that went by before they released the last of them. And it did say, you know, like, things to come in the future or whatever. And you do see Jimmy sitting down with Jessica. So
well,
he gets
yeah, they
to
all see each other.
What she really looks like. And he low-key, I don't even know if you want to call it low-key, straight up was like, well, you are my number one.
I mean, that's what it said, that, but they always twist the previews to make it seem like something it's not.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But he done goofed bad by saying, I know Jessica is my number one or whatever. He was confident in his decision.
Yeah.
But he was like, Jessica. Like, he accidentally said the wrong name when he meant to say Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
The
so embarrassing.
Producer was straight up like, that stays in.
Oh, yeah. They're keeping that in. big time. They were loving it. I've been seeing clips of it on TikTok and stuff. It's wild.
So I don't watch a lot of reality TV, but...
But we do always watch Love is Blind.
Love is Blind is very entertaining. Kind of a dumpster fire at times.
Such a dumpster fire. And we also...
And then Married at First Sight. Yeah. So similar concept. It's analyzing couples, mm-hmm. Going through a super chaotic time.
Yeah.
And just trying to navigate that.
Mitch, I have a question.
Oh boy, Kay.
You don't know what I'm going to say. In another universe, if we were not together, if we never met, and you had to go on one of these shows, if you had to go on Married at First Sight, or Love is Blind, what one would you go on?
And I have to choose one?
You have to choose one of them. Mm-hmm.
I think that I would have to do Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Because Married at First Sight, you're married. Like, you don't see the person until you're walking down the aisle.
True.
And then you don't know their personality. You just have to trust the experts that they picked the right match for you.
I mean, it's all bananas.
Either way, you don't see the person. And I mean, I have a beautiful wife. And I just could not 100% just be like, I'm going in and I don't care what she looks like and everything else. Not that I'm like... I need perfection or anything, but
I mean, I am pretty perfect.
You're phenomenal.
Just kidding. I'm a hot mess. But that's the other thing. You brought up a thought that I find interesting, is when people meet each other and you can tell they're not vibing, and they're like on Love is Blind, when they propose and they meet each other and you can tell, like, oh, they're not really feeling each other. Like, it's an awkward vibe. And then they'll say in the confessional later that they're like not super physically attracted to their partner and they hope it grows and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you knew what you were getting yourself into. Why would you come on the show if you had a very specific type, or if there was like something specifically that like was a deal breaker for you physically? Like, if you're kind of picky, because I feel like sometimes on these shows, they are a little picky physically. But they're not picking ugly people to go on these shows.
Oh, no.
They're not. So no one's going to be unattractive. So I just find that extra interesting when they're like, oh, I have this great connection with this person. I don't care about looks at all. Blah, 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 blah. And then they meet and like, that's not true at all. Like, they definitely care. I don't know. It's just interesting to me. I think if I had to pick, I also would pick Love is Blind. Not that you asked, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Hit me.
Because... that Married at First Sight one is just freaking bonkers. Like, it takes me so long to let my walls down and, like, have an emotional connection with someone. At least with Love is Blind, you have more control. You have that emotional connection first. I feel like it would be way less awkward.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's where I was getting with it. At the very least, you at least get to, A, you get to choose the person.
Yeah, and you have control.
You technically don't have to marry him at the end, because at Married at First Sight, it's a legal marriage. And so if you get to the end of the experiment and decide you want a divorce, I mean, it's probably an annulment, but still, like, you've got to go through the legal process of getting that all taken care of. At least Love is Blind, it's like, you're elevating the dating experience to this reality show that is at least gives you an opportunity to connect with someone on an emotional level first, and then hope that, the attraction is there. Because like you said, they're not picking ugly people, but people can still have preferences.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you have like a real specific preference that you're only interested in dating someone who's like super petite and small, like, maybe don't go on the show.
Bad idea.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I think we like to analyze it too, because you started talking about it at the beginning. We didn't date a ton. Did we date people? Yes.
Kind of.
But we...
Not seriously.
It wasn't like, we had dated someone for years and years, because we started dating in high school, which, bonkers, but dated for 3 years... And I think that it would be a nightmare to be in the dating pool right now.
Oh, it would be terrible.
I hear the horror stories. You can find them on social media. You can hear them from people that are out in the dating world. So I'm glad.
Yeah.
As hard as it was to get married young and figure out how to just do life for yourself, let alone as a unified couple, mm-hmm. I feel like we grew together.
For sure. Yeah. Which is, I feel like there's pros and cons either way. Same with like having kids young or having kids older later in life. Mm-hmm. Like there's pros and cons either way. I definitely would not want to be dating right now. It's rough out there in these streets. I hear stories about it all the time from clients and stuff. I just live vicariously through them. I'm like, what's going on? Tell me all your dating trauma. I want to know all about it. It's so interesting to me. But I feel like it would be harder now. I know we've talked about this. To date too and like move in with somebody, because now as a woman in my 30s, like I am more particular about things. I know how I like my house to run and I have my habits a certain way, and it would be harder now to like mesh a life with somebody where we started so young that we kind of just like mesh that life together along the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think people too always think like that the grass is going to be greener on the other side, and really it's not.
Takes work.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of work.
Sure does.
So maybe this is a perfect segue, unless you got something more to say.
I don't think I have anything more to say. I'm feeling very ADD tonight. I think because I'm tired, so I'm having a hard time forming a coherent thought. I should have had some caffeine before we did this, but I don't think there might be something that comes up later. But no, I think that's really all I have to say. The only other thing I have to say about Love is Blind is that I thought the comment was funny that Jimmy made about how AD has a big ass or whatever. And he's like, AD is stacked.
Just stacked over there.
And they're like, AD, how'd you get an ass like that? She's like, squats and Jesus, baby. Is that how you got an ass like that, Mitch?
It was a lot of squats. And I suppose Jesus, but that's probably a story for another day.
Yeah. Oh, God, I need to start doing more squats in my life. You got some Christmas hams back there, Mitch.
I pretended to be a meathead through most of my 20s, but now I'm just warding off the dad bod as much as I can. But anyway. I think we'll definitely have more to talk about as things come along, but do we want to jump into our horror stories?
Yeah, we our say horror like it's horror actual stories. Horror, but it's not. It's just bad dating stories.
Some of them are kind of comical. Okay. Some of them will make you say, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That'll.
But why don't we jump in?
Let's jump in.
Do you want to start?
Sure. Hopefully my voice doesn't go out. Mine aren't very long. I apologize that my voice is so annoying. Okay. So I'm going to read this. Went back to his place, presumably for sex, and the pillowcases were stained with blood. Place was filled with empty beer cans, four rusty, hair-filled razors in the shower. All were his, and he lived alone. The sink was coated in hair and toothpaste. I was so disturbed. Then he told me he had a suspended license and a kid he never met, and I hightailed it home. I just found these on Reddit, by the way, and that is so disturbing. Why would there be blood on the pillowcases? Is he getting bloody noses at night?
I would hope that's all the blood's coming
from. Does bro need a humidifier? Like, what the hell's going on? That's not normal. And it's so weird to me that you would have somebody over at your house and have it be not just like discombobulated and messy, but dirty.
Yeah,
with hair and shit like that.
I can't live like that. I mean, like, just do yourself a favor. Do your guests a favor. You may not have company over often, but do the bare minimum.
Like, yeah, especially a bathroom. That's disgusting.
I mean, a quick Clorox wipe on the counter and a toilet scrub. And maybe not leave four rusty razors.
Yeah, just throw them away.
In the shower.
All right.
That's gross. I feel bad for said individual that had to get out of there. And disgusting. Then it just kept getting worse, too.
All right. Do you want to go? Or do you want me to do my next one?
How many you got?
I have three.
I have, I guess, two.
Are you sure? Because you said that with a lot of confusion.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the first one. This is someone that we know, nameless individual, keeping the identity
anonymous.
But anyways, individual was back in the dating pool after having gone through some stuff. Says went on a couple of dates with this girl. She seemed like a lot of fun, but told her that I didn't want to get tied down and was just keeping options open. Was definitely one of the first girls that I'd talked to since my recent split. I think that I was over at my dad's house helping him kind of clean out the garage, build a shelf, you know, just helping pops out on probably a Saturday or something like that. Told her that I was going to be busy because I had a bunch of things to take care of. Probably wouldn't hear from me for a while. Well, she lived, I would say, probably 20 minutes away. So not like crazy far, but far enough. But she showed up at this individual's dad's house. Mad.
Just uninvited?
Uninvited. Mad. Because he didn't text her back.
Wow.
And I was like, WTF. She would just show up to places, like she had some sort of tracker on his phone. He'd be out with his friends. She'd pop in, just stage five clinger
status.
That's
exactly what I was going to say. Stage five clinger.
So anyways, ended up having to break it off, because, she seemed very unstable, but, said, he kept it going longer than he should have because she, and I quote, had some big old fake titties that were awesome.
Oh my gosh. I mean, a nice rack will get you far in life.
Like, one would know.
Shut up. Okay. Went to go grab dinner. He comments on me ordering pizza in an Italian restaurant. I don't often eat meat. Only veggie thing was pizza. He comments on me eating pizza with knife and fork. He comments on me not wearing enough makeup. I only had on mascara, even though I wore zero makeup in my profile pics. I politely asked about his work. He explains what he does as if he's talking to a four-year-old, even though he knows I'm doing two master degrees. Throughout the date, he kept explaining stuff to me as if I'm in kindergarten, doesn't ask anything about me, but does long monologues about himself. Let's see. I declined getting another drink and left. I dodged his kiss and gave him a peck on the cheek instead. So he literally tried to kiss her after all this. On my way home, I get a text asking me if I'm sure I don't want to kiss. No, she doesn't want to kiss. Also, I picked this story because I am triggered by mansplaining. Nothing annoys me more than mansplaining.
Acutely aware.
So aggravating. Like, get out of here. Okay. You want to do your next one?
Yeah, it sounds like the dude was just real tone deaf.
Yeah, I mean, obsessed with himself.
Yeah, that's it's got to be tough out there for someone who doesn't have a little bit of self-awareness.
I feel like a lot of dudes out there are lacking a lot of self-awareness or just common sense. I'm not really sure. But as I was perusing TikTok for this topic, I was wondering if I wanted to find maybe a story on TikTok or Reddit or what I was going to do. And a lot of the stories on TikTok that people were talking about were all very, very similar, where like they would go to dinner with a guy and he wouldn't want to pay for it, even though he invited them out. Like, he asked them on the date but wouldn't pay for it, or they wanted to go halfsies, which to me, I just think it's so lame. Like, if you ask me on a date, you're going to pay. If I ask somebody on a date, I'll offer to pay. Like, it's just so weird. I just think it's so lame and unimpressive. I would be embarrassed for somebody if they asked me on a date and didn't want to pay, didn't pay for it. Or there was also a lot of stories where they would go out with the guy to dinner, and then because he bought dinner, he was like expecting them to come to his apartment for sex after, and they're like, no. And then like guys will, like, get mad and be like, but I bought you dinner. It's just crazy. That happens a lot.
Yeah, I've heard those stories too, which is rough. I mean, yeah,
it's rough out there.
I obviously haven't had to date for, what are we going on, 15, 20 years? I don't even know.
Well, we dating and married, I think it's been like 18 years.
Yeah. So, but I feel like I was definitely raised on the tail end where chivalry was not dead. So...
Yeah.
Look, if you can't afford dates, probably don't ask people out. If you have to go halvesies or request that the date that you asked out, pay for it.
I did see one story where a guy texted a girl later after the date, wanted to see if she wanted to hook up or something, and she was like, no. And then he was like, well, can I be reimbursed for the drink that I bought for you then?
Wow.
Can you Venmo me for that drink I bought you?
Wow.
That's ballsy.
She probably had like a Sprite too.
I don't know.
She had an upset tummy and she had a Sprite or a ginger ale. And it was like $3.
I hope she had like a $15 cocktail. That's wild.
Yeah. It does bring up, I was at a work conference a week ago, whatever, and was talking to an old mentor of mine. He had to get back out of the dating pool. He's probably in his mid to late 40s, I think. And he was having a time where it was just impossible. He lives in Charleston, and I think that sometimes there's just, I don't know, it's one of those demographic areas where people are just different. And so a lot of the dates that he was going on, they definitely expected a lot of financial stability. Like, they expected him to come to the table and retire them. And he's like, yeah, like, this is a partnership, and... I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, crazy goes both ways.
The financial woes. Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyway, speaking of crazy, this was actually something that I had found where a woman found out that her husband of 25 years had a whole other family.
Oh, boy.
Not just a whole other family, but... The other woman in another city was his fiance, and they had two teenage daughters.
Oh, wow.
So this man who'd been married to, I think he was like a mortgage broker or something like that, had a couple offices across state lines. He'd started his family 25 years ago in City A, and while he was commuting back and forth from his offices... He started another family. I mean, if a teenager could mean a lot of things, right? 13 to 18, 19, whatever years old. But within the first, we'll say, 7 to 10 years of his marriage, he was popping out kids with another woman in another city.
What I don't understand is, how would you hide it for that amount of time?
Well, this woman had found out because of Facebook. I think... pre-social media might have been a little easier to hide.
True.
But she was, I don't know if her account got hacked or whatever else. Anyways, she was opening up a new Facebook account and typed in her husband's name and discovered the second profile with a different last name. So still him, but he had changed his last name for a second profile on Facebook. So he was running two Facebook. So actually, I don't know. How do you hide that?
I don't know. This girl wasn't asking enough questions.
Definitely not asking enough questions.
I'm going to need to check your phone after this.
Have at it.
Just kidding.
You can't go through the boys' text, though. That's strictly forbidden.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but basically she just said it was really tough to understand why that would happen. Sounds like something that was a movie plot. Almost every part of me wants to scream in his face and reprimand him. But another part of me wants to pretend to be ignorant and let it be, because our life is so peaceful. He's good with our kids. He's a good financial income source. he's loving and he's all those things to the other family as well.
Does it say what happened after she found out? Did she leave him?
I think it was TBD. It just said that she was furious, sad. My kids still have no idea. My youngest thinks my husband is still working more because of a business problem.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's a lot. You're a lot of work. I can't even imagine having to deal with a whole other wife or fiance and family.
I really can't imagine.
This guy must have been making hella money too.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you distribute those type of funds to fully support two families in this economy?
In this economy? Well, this was probably before the economy was tanked. You know what I mean? If Facebook was just, I don't know.
He was in mortgages. This was probably like 2005. Was thriving.
Yeah.
Back before the crash of 07 or 08, whenever it was.
That's wild. All right, ready for my next story?
I'm ready.
Okay. So this Reddit user says, he just seemed not all there. While we were at the bar, he kept asking me to explain what some of the words I was using meant. He refused to take off his coat and awkwardly started swearing. He would ask me to come back to his place each time I finished a sip of my drink. The next day, I told him I wasn't interested in seeing him anymore. Then he asked me for a refund of the drink. Oh, this is the one. Asked me for a refund of the drink I offered to pay for, but he insisted on buying. Oh my god! Yeah, that was the one.
My favorite part's the Tourette's.
Yeah, just awkwardly just swearing,
randomly cursing under your. Oh, was it under your breath or was it like he was just like, yeah. So what do you do for a living? Damn it!
I think he was frustrated. He couldn't get his jacket off. Is what it was.
Can be frustrating.
Oh boy!
I've seen our 7-year-old have a meltdown over a jacket once or twice.
Yeah.
So I know the frustration. Want help. No.
He can do it himself.
He's INDEPE.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, is that all you have to say about dating?
I mean, for now, it's really just other people's stories. Our dating story goes back so far, I barely remember.
What do you mean for now?
I don't know. Maybe come back to this topic. I feel like there's a lot of juice here, and we still have at least half of a season of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, next season's out. We got another season of Married at First Sight.
I mean, is this going to be a Love is Blind podcast or?
No.
No, it's not. Just anything just, bonkers.
And Love is Blind.
It's just mostly relevant bonkers. Because it's in Charlotte, too. That's why I feel like I had to bring it up.
Yeah, it is. It is local.
Okay. So we've got more funny Amazon reviews. I had such a good time doing the funny Amazon reviews last time, and I figured we'd bring them back. So this one, these reviews are on a giant beach ball. You can buy a 12-foot beach ball on Amazon.
I think we need to do that before we go to the beach this summer.
I think we should. It's $95 though.
And it's going to blow away in the wind and we're never going to get it back. So it's...
Yeah, 90... There was a lot of reviews saying that it got a hole in like 10 minutes. Mm. So...
Not the best use of $100.
No, but the reviews, they're top notch. Okay.
You know what? Actually, I have a question.
Hmm.
If this is a 12-foot beach ball, who the hell is blowing that up? I've had to blow up like small inner tubes for the boys and I'm ready to pass out.
We'll get to that in the interview. Or in the interview, in the review.
Oh, so there's, okay.
It talks about that. Hold your horses.
Full of hot air.
Stay tuned. Okay. It says, we took this ball to the beach and after close to 2 hours to pump it up, we pushed it around for about 10 fun-filled minutes. That was when the wind picked it up and sent it hurtling down the beach at about 40 knots. It destroyed everything in its path. Children screamed in terror at the giant inflatable monster that crushed their sandcastles. Grown men were knocked down trying to save their families. The faster we chased it, the faster it rolled. It was like it was mocking us. Eventually, we had to stop running after it because its path of injury and destruction was going to cost us a fortune in legal fees. Rumor has it that it can still be seen stalking innocent families on the Florida panhandle. We lost it in South Carolina, so there is something to be said about its durability. 2 stars.
So, pumped it up at Myrtle and it just made it all the way down to the Keys.
2 hours to pump it up.
That's...
Is that accurate? I don't know. They might have been exaggerating.
I mean, a mattress with like an electric pumper can take quite a while. It's not something that blows up in just a couple minutes.
So, true, and
it may have been like one of the pump, you know, like hand pumps.
Right, but
like
they weren't blowing it up with their mouth.
No. I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah. I'd be a goner. Gone in 60 seconds.
All right. Do you want to read one? I picked one for you to read.
I'm doing this blind, folks, because...
Yeah, so hopefully you're not hooked on phonics and you can do this good.
I don't appreciate your lack of confidence in my reading abilities, but neither do I. Okay. I bought this 2 Mondays ago and got it 2 Wednesdays ago. It sat in my store for 11 of the longest days of my life, taunting me from on top of various different bins of clothing. The store was the busiest it's ever been in the 18 years we've been in business. Therefore, my big plastic beast could not be allowed to explore its full potential until today. When I was like, F this. We're not doing another freaking bit of work until this thing is fully inflated. So, off to the back we go. Me, my employee, the ball. 1 7.5 HB gallon, 80 gallon air presser, and a 40-foot air hose with 2 holes in it. Oh, and my phone for live streaming on Facebook. Let me just tell you, it's been a while since I've laughed for over 45 minutes straight. Nothing. Oh, crap. I touched buttons.
Oh, Mitch.
There we go. Nothing was more satisfying than watching this thing fill up and take over pretty much everything in its path. It's definitely a grower and a shower of epic proportions. Is that what you chose it for me? Yeah. You butthole.
I knew you'd think it was funny.
100% satisfied. And it's not even Monday morning yet when my other workers come in and find it in their way of basically everything. What can I say? Nothing boosts morale like a well-executed prank, no matter what the cost.
Yeah, there was a lot of, There was a few reviews on these balls where people would do pranks with them and just blow them up and like put them in someone's little cubicle. And it would take up the whole cubicle.
It would take up a whole cubicle at 12 feet.
Yeah. Imagine coming to work and that's in your cubicle. I'd be thrilled.
It'd be exciting until like it was the morning that you were already running late and you had a like 8:30 call or 9 o'clock call or something like that, and you can't get to your station to get your laptop up and roaring. Mm-hmm. You got your weekly Teams meeting with your boss that you got to get on there.
Weekly Teams.
Oh boy.
All right. This next review is my favorite. It's a long one. So hopefully my voice will hold out here. Okay. She gave it 1 star and said some serious things to consider before buying this ball. First of all, if you have your heart set on this and want this gigantic ball, there's technically nothing wrong with this product. But please take a minute to consider some things that I did not consider before imposing this monstrosity onto our son's graduation party. Number one, it's huge. I mean, it's really big, which means you cannot see who or what is on the other side of it. We had a party full of teenage boys, no small kids, and this was a problem with people getting bowled over. I can only imagine if there were small kids around. Number two, once it was completely blown up, about an hour and a half with a small air compressor, in parentheses, it bounced everywhere, across people, picnic tables, horse fence, the neighbor's yard, and into a 4-lane highway. My partygoer teens were trying to keep it from causing a pileup in front of our house. We had to push the darn thing down into the woods to keep it from blowing. It was windy. Back into the road. We decided that letting some air out of it might keep it from bouncing so much. And by this time, it had a few holes in it from being pushed into the woods. The boys played with it okay for a while, until it had lost enough air for one boy to think he could jump on it like a trampoline. That's when he bounced over the top of it and came down to the ground, breaking his collarbone. That was number three, by the way. I forgot to say that. Number four, the kids took it back to the campfire after that and ceremoniously deflated the rest of it after that. And that was the end of my $100. Hope for a cool party toy. Never again. I can't believe some kid freaking broke his collarbone and it went into a highway. It honestly sounds like a blast. I kind of want one.
Yeah. Like with a bunch of teens. Like, honestly, this is the type of shenanigans that reminds me of like Boy Scouts. Because I had like a good Boy Scout experience and had some pretty good friends. And, you know, like you went camping and you got into some shenanigans. I could definitely see someone breaking their collarbone. I'm surprised we didn't have more broken bones.
I am
with some
shocked.
Of the shit that we did.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's, I mean, with a bunch of teenage boys and a 12-foot rubber ball, that sounds like a wild experience.
That's why you want one now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's something to consider. Maybe for Zeke's like 15th birthday, we just buy him this random ball.
Oh, they would, our kids would
let him
love
unleash
it.
Hell in the cul-de-sac out here.
Well, our dog would pop it.
Could he pop it though?
Yeah, there was. Did you not hear? Like, there, it got a hole in it. And there was tons of reviews saying it got a hole right away.
That's true.
Like after 10 minutes. Yeah. Have you met our dog?
Yeah,
he's a beast.
He's a wild animal.
He's a pit bull mixed with a Great Dane. For those who don't know, he would pop that thing in 3 seconds.
Not because he's vicious, because he's a dumb oaf.
He's just so strong too. He's just made of pure steel.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a goner. But anyway. I found those to be quite entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. I don't know what other products have funny reviews on them, but if anybody comes across them, let me know. Bring it to my attention and we'll read it on the pod.
Yeah. I think that the Amazon section, I don't know if we'll have enough content to be able to throw it out there every single episode.
Oh, no, definitely not every.
But there's got to be some really good. I mean, we've come across some really good ones, but there's got to be more out there. We just gotta dive in head first.
Yeah.
But
well, I guess to wrap it up, I'm just gonna say I'm glad we're not in the dating world.
So happy to not be dating.
Even though you annoy me sometimes, it's less annoying than dating.
Probably.
Most likely.
Yeah. Stay safe out there, folks.
Yep. And good luck dating.
Good freaking luck.
We'll see you next time.
Catch you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye.